my 16 top tips on how to be the best bandmate you could be, how to be a better bandmate. You know, over the years, I've been in many, many cover bands, many original bands. I'm still playing in a couple of original bands. So I've learned a lot through my journey, and I'd like to share some of those tips with you today. And maybe some of these tips will help everyone to be the best bandmate that they can be. When you're in a band and you have the right bandmates and you have that strong bond, it's like a family, man. It's like one of the best things ever, right? And you could have the most fun. It could be the most enjoyment. And also, at times, it could be like a kindergarten class, right? It could be a lot of squabbling and bickering and infighting. It's kind of like being married to three or four other people, right? Because you're just spending so much time together. And as musicians, artists, we're so passionate. Everyone is so passionate about what they do. Everyone's putting forward their passion, and it might not agree with everyone else's vision, or it might not agree with everyone else's feelings, and that's what you got to work out. And that's the tricky part. First one is be on time. You know, there's so much to be said about that. That shows respect. It shows respect for all your bandmates, right? And that you're respectful of their time. So whether it's to gigs, rehearsals, band meetings, really make that effort to be on time. Number two, a good way to be a better bandmate, watch your volume. You know, whether you're at a rehearsal, whether you're at a gig, whether you're just at a jam session, watch your volume. If somebody asks you to turn down another one of your bandmates, or maybe the sound man asks you to turn down, do it. Turn down. And remember, it's not just about you. It's about, you know, the complete team effort and band package. Three, be first to offer to help, right? If you see your bandmate struggling with something, help him out, right? Help your bass player lift his, you know, cabinet up into his truck, or help load in and load out all the gear. Help with the putting the PA together if you're bringing a PA. It really goes a long way, especially the loading in and loading out. If you see a bandmate is maybe even struggling with a part or something, you know, again, maybe help them out a little bit. The offer to help and being positive about it really goes a long way. Here's something to keep in mind is that a band is like a family. It's like a brotherhood and a sisterhood, right? So I always tell people, like when they ask me for my advice about bands and joining a band, my number one tip is always, you know, if you're looking to get in a band or start a band or get into a band, be sure to choose people or go with people that you like to hang out with, people that you would like to be friends with, people that you want to get to know and you could see yourself liking and hanging out with. That's really, really important because you're going to be spending so much time together, and a band is so much like a family. To be a better bandmate, keep this in mind. It's a consensus. The best band situations are consensus. Bands are not democracies. You know, democracies, that's for countries, right? A band is a consensus. Everybody needs to feel like they are contributing on some level. And you want to take everybody's input and feedback and insights, and everybody needs to feel like they're part of this band process. That's really important. Now, I'm not talking about like if you're a hired gun or you're hired as a support musician for somebody, then, you know, you got to know your role and whatnot. I'm talking about where it's like everyone's equal and equity all around. That's the place where consensus is really important. Here's another thing that can help us all be better bandmates, right? Take an interest in your bandmates. Strengthen the bonds. Do things together socially. Again, a band is like a family. So going out socially with your mates is going to just build that bond. And that's really important, you know. Go get inspired. Go see some live shows together. Go out to dinner, you know. Talk about the band. Discuss things. Talk about their personal lives, maybe, you know. Take an interest in who they are as a person. Build that bond. It's just going to make the band stronger and better. Here's a big one, right? To make us all better bandmates, we need to work on our communication skills. We need to openly communicate, and you need to get comfortable speaking your mind in a respectful way. If there's something bothering you, talk it out. If there's something that you want to change, talk it out. Talk it out about everyone. Don't bottle it all up. We do that a lot in our personal lives, right? We bottle things up, and then what ends up happening? What ends up happening is it gets to a point where it just comes out sideways, right? Because it's going to come out. It's going to explode. And when it comes out sideways, that's bad, because that's when you say things that you really don't mean, and that's when, you know, ugly things start to happen. So communication is really tantamount for a successful band. Keep your egos in check. Remember, this is a team effort, and a big, super inflated ego has no space. There's nowhere that that's going to be positive and good for a band situation. Another thing is don't be stingy. Don't be stingy on the band and your bandmates. Being in a band is an investment, and it's going to take an investment, not just time and effort and hard work, but also monetarily. You know, there's expenses with being in a band. And we're talking about beyond the expenses of your gear, which is expensive to begin with, right? Trying to get the best gear you can afford and the best cables and the best amps, the best whatever, the best drum, whatever your instrument is, and then maintaining that and keeping up on it, and guitar strings and drum heads and, you know, all that stuff. Besides all that, there's a lot of other band-related expenses. Things like possibly rehearsal space you might have to pay for if no one has an area that you can rehearse in. You might have to pay for rehearsal space. Studio time. Band merch. If you're selling merch, right, you're investing in that. Marketing materials, right, if you're marketing some of your original music. Web services, domain names. I mean, there's a lot. It's a lot. And everybody needs to be contributing equally. And there's nothing worse than like one person who's really holding all that back because they're being stingy. I'm not saying spend money, you know, recklessly, but I'm saying don't be stingy. Another good tip to be a best bandmate you could be is be flexible. Be flexible with your time. Be flexible on the days you can get together. Be flexible. There's nothing worse than that one person who has to have this and has to be this time and this day and exactly this. And they're just totally inflexible and stiff, you know. You're in a band and you're with other people, working with other people, and it could be the best experience ever, but you're going to have to be flexible. Another big one is know and rehearse your parts and do your homework. This is so important that you come to rehearsals prepared, that you know your parts. Remember, band rehearsals, for the most part, are not for learning your own parts at the rehearsal, right? That's what you do at home. That's what you do when you're practicing on your own. And then when you come at the rehearsal, you rehearse them together. Now, I'm not talking about your original band and you're writing together. That's different. But I'm talking about if you have to learn a bunch of songs, make sure you know your parts. Another thing you could do to be the best band member that you can is to take part in all the band business. Everybody should be contributing to that as a whole. It shouldn't just be one person doing it. You need to be attacking it from all angles. You divide it up equally. Everyone's working on trying to secure gigs, you know, updating the website. What about social media? Everybody should be posting on your social media pages or building those pages, getting your Facebook going, making your Twitter happening, Instagram, whatever the latest platform is. But that needs to be worked on by everyone. Everyone together hitting it is so much better than just one person, because then you have four different ways and avenues of things seeding out there instead of just like one. Choose your battles. You got to be careful here, because when you're talking about bands, you're talking about musicians, very passionate people who believe in what they're doing, you know, wholeheartedly, and they'll go to the mat, right? But you can't go to the mat on everything. You can't make everything a fight. You have to assess the situation and make a decision. Okay, this one I'm going to fight on. This one I'm going to, you know, put my 2 cents in and I'm really going to push for. This one, maybe not so much. I'm going to let that one go. It's not worth it. There's no value in me pursuing that. With bands, a lot of it is about sacrifice and compromise. You're going to have to be sacrificing some things. You got to make the band a priority, so to speak, right? And show the other members of your band that the band is a priority in my life. It's important. Respond, right? That's kind of like a pet peeve for me, because I really get bummed like when you're stoked about something and you're sending out like texts and no one's getting back to you. Or you're sending out emails and no one's getting back. And that's a bummer, man, because, you know, you're jazzed about this. So I think good bandmates go to make us all better bandmates. Respond, improve our listening skills. So important to listen to our bandmates and really hear what they're saying and take it in before we just respond with what we want, right? We got to listen, take that in. You got to be open to constructive criticism, open to maybe changing some things or changing some things about, you know, your playing or your musicianship or whatever, you know, because again, you're going to have, everyone has their own opinion and everyone feels passion about it. But remember, your feelings are not facts. You might feel strongly about one way. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a fact, and it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's going to feel the same way. Feelings are feelings, and you want to share your feelings and communicate, but do so in a respectful way. Choose your battles, but always work on those listening skills. That's a good one for not just bands, but in life. Loyalty. Be loyal to your bandmates. I think that's really important. Certainly argue amongst yourselves, right? Amongst as a band, and work things out and communicate. You're going to get into arguments, and that's okay as long as you keep it respectful and argue, because like I said, everybody's so passionate and you're going to argue and bicker a bit, but then work it out and go out and have a drink. You're working out. That's that passion. Argue amongst yourselves. But if somebody from outside starts picking on one of the band members or saying derogatory things, then you got to defend your bandmate. A band is like a family, like I said before. I hope you enjoyed those tips. I hope they help you become the best band member you could be. Thank you so much for watching this video, and thank you so much for your support over the years and years. So appreciated.